Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lana or Alana. Today's episode is all about the 5 weekly rituals that I do to take care of my mind, my body, to just feel really good in myself, to continue to build this relationship that I have with myself, to show myself some love, and to really just like nurture myself. I think it's really important, like I've said in previous episodes, to really show yourself how you want to be treated and treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Give yourself the respect, build that relationship with yourself, especially if you are someone who is currently single. I think it's really, really important to take the time, whether you're single or not, but I guess even more so when you're single, but just to do little things that really just make you feel at ease, feel good, have a clear mind, re-energize you, reground you. And these can be the same things that I do, or it can be different, or it can be some of the same, some different. But these are just 5 things that I like to do on a mostly weekly basis. Sometimes, obviously, some of these things don't happen, but they're just things that I like to do to romanticize my life, to give myself love, to show myself love, and to really just set up the baseline for my headspace throughout the week and to really care for myself. But let's start off with my current faves. I'm currently loving the Charlotte Tilbury Beauty Highlighter Wand in Spotlight. It is so beautiful. It is the perfect glow. It makes you look so healthy and glowy. And it's just like, it's not too much. It's not too dull. Like, it's so perfect and it blends so easily. I put on my cheekbones and my nose, the tip of my nose. And I think it's just so, so, so beautiful. I've also been obsessed with, I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but the Redken Acidic Color Gloss line. So the shampoo, the conditioner, the weekly gloss treatment, and then the heat protectant. My hairdresser, Nicole, uses Redken to wash my hair. The scent of it just reminds me of when I get my hair done by her, and I love the smell of it. But the gloss makes my hair so glossy, and then the shampoo and conditioner maintain that throughout the week. I don't dye my hair anymore. I just get a tone and gloss situation, and I love how shiny my hair looks when I leave the hair salon, but obviously glosses fade, but this helps maintain it, or at least like revive it. And I've been just loving how my hair looks and feels and using this. I use the gloss treatment once a week. I just did it today. I'll shampoo my hair, then leave it in for around 5 to 10 minutes. Really make sure it's coated everywhere, every nook and cranny of my hair. And then I put my conditioner on and then rinse it out. Put the heat protectant in, all my normal leave-in products, blow out my hair. My hair is just so glossy, shiny, silky smooth. Like, if you want gloss hair, and this is coming from a curly haired girl, it works wonders. You really need to try it. I really, really like it. People also really like the acidic bonding line. I think that's for color treated hair. More specifically, like blondes is what I think of when I think of that line. Because like bonding is for like damage, bleach, etc. I could be wrong. Do your research. But I really, really have been loving this line. It switched me over from Pureology. I still love my Pureology. But it's just, it's a different vibe. It's a different finish. It's a different feeling of your hair. Still love my Pureology strength though. I've been using a little bit of that conditioner in with the Redken one because I find it a little bit more hydrating and the curls need it, but I love. Also have been loving on, in terms of hair, I've been loving wearing my hair blown out / more straight as opposed to curled all the time. And I've really been enjoying that. I tried to wear my hair natural, like my natural curls, to an event last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago when you're listening to this, and I couldn't do it. I tried to convince myself that I looked beautiful, tried to convince myself that I was confident enough to do it, and I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to walk into an event and not feel confident in how I looked, so I ended up straightening my hair. We'll work on that. I like my curls on vacation. I know I said I was going on a curly hair journey. I don't know if I spoke about it on here, but I like how I look with my hair styled. I think my face looks more slim and snatched. I feel like when I leave my hair curly, my round face is just so much more round, or at least that's what I feel like. I know people really like my curls, but I just don't really like them. And I've said it, it is what it is. If I want to blow out my hair, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But before we get into the bulk of the episode, I want to talk about Keon Aminos. If you are struggling to eat enough protein every day, obviously you still need your whole food protein, like your chicken, your eggs, your steak, etc. Essential amino acids are what's inside protein and helps build muscle, healthy hair, skin, nails. And Keon Aminos specifically ensures that you're getting all the essential amino acids from protein that your body needs. It contains more amino acids, it's absorbed, utilized easier, and it's better at building muscle than just having straight up protein, like a protein powder supplement. I personally have loved taking Keon. We had Angelo on the podcast and he shared so much about Keon, and I just love that it has all the 9 essential amino acids. BCAAs only have 3, some other brands only have 8, so you really know that you're getting all 9 in the ideal ratios that have been proven by over 20 years worth of research. It has a transparent formula. Exact amounts of each essential amino acids are given. If you are interested in trying out Keon Aminos, you can go to getkeon.com/morningray to get 20% off. You can go to my link to save 20% at getkeon.com/morningray. Thank you, Keon Aminos, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Head to getkeon.com/morningray for a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee. Now into our weekly rituals. I live, breathe, and die by these weekly rituals. And if you've been following me on socials for a while, I feel like you already know what some of these are based on my story posting habits. But maybe you don't, and maybe you're curious. What does Alana do every single week that shows herself some self-love, really helps ground her, makes her feel good, are things that she thoroughly enjoys? You know, like, what is she doing? I want to know. And I'm here to share. I'm here to share my deepest, darkest secrets of what I do every week to make sure I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fabulous. And even if I'm not feeling fabulous, if I'm feeling like shit, I still try to do these things so that I can get back to feeling like my best, hottest, healthiest, happiest, most thriving version of myself. But starting off, this one is one I love, and it's one I've really made a priority lately. And you're gonna be like, this is so silly, but buying fresh flowers, buying my favorite fresh flowers from the market every single week so that I can always have fresh flowers in my home. It makes me so happy. I love seeing them. I love watching them bloom. I don't know. It's a little moment of joy. I love having plants as well in my apartment, but getting fresh flowers is just like the icing on top of the cake, the cherry on top of the sundae. I don't know. You'll know when you start to buy yourself flowers. It's just a little burst of joy. I love them. They're so pretty. It's so feminine. I love how it makes my space look and feel. And it's just a vibe. It's just an act of self-love, a boost of serotonin. You don't need to be in a relationship or have your partner buy you flowers. You can buy them yourself, as Miley Cyrus says, I can buy myself flowers. Give yourself the love you are looking to receive. And I know flowers, that's more of like a materialistic thing. It's a tangible object, but it can translate into your life in intangible ways. Just this little small act of kindness, this small act of self-love for yourself, it can ripple into the rest of your life. And you can say that it's bullshit, that no, it's not going to do that. I really think it's the intention you set upon the action that you are doing. So the action is buying the flowers, and the intention behind it is showing yourself love and giving yourself something that makes you feel taken care of. It makes you feel feminine. Like, I'm all about being in my feminine energy and buying flowers. I guess, like, it's kind of a bit controversial because you could say that buying yourself flowers is masculine energy because traditionally the man should buy the woman flowers, but it's almost feminine in a way because flowers are a feminine thing. I don't know. It could go both ways. It's a double-edged sword. But to me, it really just buying fresh flowers weekly and always having fresh tulips. Like, it doesn't have to be, it can be whatever you want. Like, especially if you live in the States and you have a Trader Joe's near you. I always hear about like the American girls that I follow, how cheap flowers are at Trader Joe's. You can buy a bunch of different flowers and make a little floral arrangement. I personally love just buying myself a few bunches of tulips to put around my apartment. They're not super expensive. It's like $7 for a bunch. Like, I feel like that's pretty reasonable. Whereas like roses can get a bit hefty. I really love my tulips. I've been into buying little pink ones. Sometimes I'll buy white. Sometimes they have like fancy ones that are white and pink. It's really just a vibe. Buying fresh flowers from a local market, don't shake it till you try it. I'm definitely going on a tangent here, but I'm so passionate about buying yourself flowers and having fresh flowers in your home. It really just gives me that extra boost of serotonin. And I love going to a local market and buying flowers, picking them out, taking them home, trimming the stems, getting my vases in order and putting them together. It's just a really like wholesome, grounding, self-loving, empowering activity. And then I love how they look in my home. I love how they make me feel. I literally smile every single time I look at them. And very occasionally will I buy myself roses if there's some like promotion or something and they're on a deal. But I love buying myself flowers. I also love giving flowers as presents to friends and sharing my love that way. Buy yourself flowers. That's our weekly ritual, number one. On to the next. You guys knew this one was coming. And if you didn't, you don't listen enough, and maybe you should be listening more to the podcast. But I feel like you guys knew this one was coming. A weekly deep clean of my space. Wash the towels, wash your linens, like your bed sheets and everything. Do your laundry, stay on top of your laundry. I put off my laundry for so long. I was not doing this part of my deep clean of my space. And I had a massive load of laundry. But you know what? It felt so good afterwards, having everything clean, putting all the laundry away right away, not letting it sit in my basket because I was letting it sit in the basket before. Deep cleaning the kitchen, deep cleaning the bathroom, dusting, mopping, sweeping, vacuuming, wiping down all the counters, fluffing the couch, making my bed, making everything nice, neat, tidy, clean, taking the trash out, getting rid of the clutter. It feels so good letting fresh air into your home, turn off the air conditioning, open the doors, light a candle, like really just take care of your space. Because when you take care of your space, it, like I said, every little thing you do is a ripple effect. If you take care of your space, you yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, you will feel so much more clear-headed, so much more grounded, so much more calm. It is such a nice feeling to, one, be in a clean home, two, put in the work and clean it yourself. Or even if you, like yesterday, I decided that I was finally going to invest in having someone come and clean my home bi-weekly, and that itself was like such a nice feeling. For so long, I told myself I'm 24, I don't need someone to come clean the home, I can do it myself, but felt really good making that decision and being able to afford that. So whether you clean it yourself, that's therapeutic, and I will still be cleaning because she's only coming bi-weekly, and we got to keep our space spick and span. So deep clean your space. It will feel so good. It feels so good to come home to a clean environment, especially after you've been out all day, if you've been at the office, at school, even after a night out. Like, it's nice to come home to a clean space. It is not a nice feeling coming home, having dishes everywhere, boxes everywhere, clothes on the floor, your makeup sprawled out over the counter, makeup on the counter, food on the counter. Like, wipe down your space, do a 5-minute clean also every single night, in the morning, whenever you want it to be, and then do a weekly deep clean. Put a podcast on, put music on, put a show on or something, like a comfort show, and just like go to town and clean your apartment. If you're anxious, clean your space. You are showing love to your space, and in turn, you are showing love to yourself by taking care of your environment. You are your environment. Open the windows, make your bed, clean your shower, put your stuff away, do your laundry, fold your laundry, change your towels. It is a really, really nice feeling. I know it seems so mundane and just like a normal thing. And you're like, oh yeah, yeah, Alana, like I clean my space. Don't half-ass it. Like actually do a thorough clean. Like if your parents came over and visited your space, whether it's your apartment, a house, maybe it's just your bedroom because you still live at home, clean your space, take care of it, nurture it, and you will feel that way too. It's one and the same. A clear space is a clear mind. A clear mind is a happy mind. I will say it time and time again. Clean up your space, deep clean, do a thorough clean each week. You can do it on your Sunday. Sunday reset, babes. I promise you will feel so much better. Like, I feel so good right now. My space was a little chaotic. I kind of let this one go a little bit. And I feel so much better knowing and seeing that my space is clean. It is such a good feeling. And then you want to maintain it because you put in so much work to make sure that your space is clean and that it's taken care of, that you want to maintain it and continue to do that. So if you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language. And that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly, and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. But we have buying flowers from a local market. We have doing a deep clean of our space. Now we're on to number 3. I love to do a weekly sauna and ice bath. Whether you just do one, whether you just do both, you can do this at home, whatever it is. I love to do a sauna and ice bath. I love going to Othership here in Toronto. Been going for a while. I try my best to do this once a week, whether I go in the morning, the afternoon, or late at night for a nice free flow session. Sometimes I go by myself. Sometimes I go with friends. Sometimes I go with one friend. You can go with a partner. Can be whoever. But it's a time to detox, relax, reset. It's a time away from your phone to disconnect and unplug and reground yourself. I find going into the sauna and the ice bath really helps with inflammation. It helps with immunity, managing my cortisol and anxiety levels. Literally getting into that ice bath, if my anxiety could have an on and off switch, that ice bath is that on and off switch. You have no choice but to focus solely on your breath, to focus slowly on getting into that tub and staying into that tub and focusing on your breathing. Your mind cannot wander elsewhere because otherwise you're going to go into fight or flight. It forces you to almost meditate. It forces you to be present in the moment and to not have those what if or should have thoughts. It forces you to be completely aware of what you are doing in the now, as opposed to letting your mind spiral. I used to be terrified of going to Othership, of going in an ice bath. The sauna I was fine with. I feel like for most people, it's the ice bath that terrifies them. But now it's my sacred place. It's somewhere I can go if I'm feeling really anxious, if I'm feeling on edge, if I'm not feeling grounded, to ground myself. It is a place where I don't have the choice of grabbing my phone and mindlessly scrolling. My phone's in the locker. My watch is on Do Not Disturb. I am completely disconnected, isolated, and just with myself. And whoever, if I'm with people, then I'm with them as well. But I'm just with myself. There's no pinging of notifications. There's no demands through Gmail or Slack or whatever it is. No text messages, no phone calls. It's just me, the sauna, the ice bath, and my breath. It feels really good. I know Othership can be expensive, but if you can get your hands on a homemade ice bath or can get yourself to a sauna anywhere, really, really awesome. If you live in Toronto, I do have a code for Othership. I believe it's Alana, and that will give you 15% off any credits, I believe. But you can try that out. Recap of our rituals so far. We have buying fresh flowers, a deep clean of your space, sauna and ice bath session, and now we're on to the shower routine. We all know about the shower, the full shower, the full shebang. I like to do a really thorough shower. Typically, I'll also do like the Redken gloss or hair mask in the shower. But this is where we do a full, thorough self-care ritual of our face, our hair, our body, everything. So for face, I really like to do a full skincare routine. Maybe I'll wear a mask, like a face mask. I'm not a huge fan of masks, to be honest. But maybe I'll do that. I'll exfoliate if I need to exfoliate. I'll like really take the time to do my skincare after the shower. If I need to pluck or trim my eyebrows, I'll do that. If I want to microblade, is it microblade? Like the, Is that a microblade? Why am I blanking? Dermaplane? Dermaplane. That's what it is. I dermaplane my face. Shave my face. I like to do that every now and again. That's technically also exfoliating. I just get mine from Shoppers Drug Mart, which is like our drugstore, or like Sephora, or even Amazon. Hair. Like I said, I like to do some sort of hair treatment. Actually, before, we're going to go in order. I don't know why I didn't write this in order. But I like to exfoliate my scalp or do like a detox shampoo once a week to really make sure I get rid of any product buildup, any dry scalp. I have one of those like scalp scrubber things. And then I have a scalp exfoliator by Aerosilk. You do it before you shampoo. So I like to use that every now and again. It's like a physical exfoliant. And then I also love using the detox shampoo from Way to really get a nice thorough clean. You can also use something like apple cider vinegar. I know Neutrogena also has a detox clarifying shampoo that you can get from the drugstore. There's a bunch of different ones. Then I'll shampoo my hair. Then I do some sort of hair treatment. So whether it's a gloss from Redken or a hair mask, I like the Jisoo one. Any like deep conditioning hair mask I like to do. Or sometimes, I don't really do this as much anymore, but the Bond Repair Olaplex number 3 I'll do. Then we do conditioner. Sometimes you don't need to if you've done one of these treatments. Like to really make sure my hair is clean, then I do all the leave-in products. So leave-in conditioner, heat protectant. I love doing some sort of anti-humidity, anti-frizz spray like the Color Wow Dream Co. or the Moroccan Oil one. And then hair oil. Then I do my full blowout and style my hair how I like it best. It normally turns out incredible when I have a full hair wash routine. It's just so bouncy and sleek and shiny and healthy looking. And it's my favorite thing. And I did that today. So I'm so excited. I'm sitting with wet hair right now. I'm so excited to not wash my hair. It's already washed. To style my hair. Once I'm done recording this podcast episode and doing everything. In terms of body, I love to exfoliate. I love to shave. Always, always putting cream on after I shower every single time, but making sure I'm a little bit more thorough with it this time. If you want to self-tan, self-tan. If that's your shit, I really don't like self-tan right now. If I were to use one, it would probably be Tan Lux, I think is the one that I liked using. I always get confused. Is it Tan Lux? I like Lux Unfiltered. That's what it's called. I like the Lux Unfiltered. A lot of people like Tan Lux. Do whatever you gotta do. I'm not a huge self-tanner gal anymore. I just hate the smell of it. The feeling. How it looks when it fades. I don't know. But if you want to self-tan, this is your emotion. So we take care of our face, our hair, our body. Don't forget about your body. I feel like everyone does skincare for their face and then they forget about the rest of their body. Your skin covers everything, even your feet. Like, moisturize your feet, your hands, put a little cuticle oil on, just like really go in there. So, reminder, we buy ourselves flowers, a deep clean of our space. Like, imagine just like a clean apartment with your fresh flowers in their vase, in their beautiful vase. You've just come back from doing a sauna and ice bath. You're doing your full shower routine. You're feeling amazing. And then say this is like, I don't know what order this part goes in. You can throw it in where you best see fit. Not all these things have to be done on one day, but like you get the feeling. I love a mindless stroll that involves coffee, a sweet treat, and catch up quality time with a friend. It can happen on a Saturday. It can happen on a Sunday. You can do it both days. I personally love to grab a sweet treat, preferably coffee cake from my favorite bakery on Ossington. I love to go to Dear Grain. Their coffee cake is so good. It's this sourdough coffee cake and it has this icing on it. It's so good. I could go on about this forever. I highly recommend if you live in Toronto. Not me going off about coffee cake. And then I love to get a yummy iced vanilla latte or a hot vanilla latte, depending on my mood. I guess we're entering more warm weather, so I'll be more tempted for iced drinks. But a favorite coffee from my favorite shop, If we want specifics for the Toronto gals, I love Forget Me Not. I love Rooms. Honestly, Dear Grain Coffee is also pretty good, but usually like I'm hanging out with one of my friends and we'll like go sit in another cafe. I love to grab my sweet treat, grab my little coffee, and either sit at a cafe and chat with my friend, or maybe we'll read our books for a bit, like bring our books with, and then wander around downtown Toronto. I love to walk through Trinity or like Ossington and Queen, or like walk by the water, have our phones fully away, just be talking to one another. You can also do this by yourself. You can also have a little solo date. Take yourself for coffee, bring your books, sit at a cafe, be that mysterious gal. This is prime quality time, either with yourself or with your friend. No phones, phones are away. It's time to catch up, to discuss things, to gossip, to be silly, to be childish. Like, go on the swing set. Go on the swing set in your park and just swing and chat and have a good time. Like, sit on two swings and face each other so that you can be chatting while you're swinging. And it's so much fun. Like, or maybe you want to go to the park and play pickleball, or I don't know, spike ball or something. Or maybe you just want to like sit in the park, grab a blanket, grab a park bench, and like sit and chat and catch up and be in nature as much as nature you can be in the middle of downtown Toronto or whatever city you live in. But just really focus on being present, taking everything in that you are currently doing, and just focus on grounding yourself. If you haven't realized the theme among all of these things, they all involve putting our phone away, being present in the now, and taking care of our mind, body, and space. They're all things that show yourself love in a way that it is so important. It is so important to give ourselves love. We can't give ourselves love to other people if we're not giving it to ourselves. We can't receive love if we don't know how we want to receive it, if we don't know how we want to be treated. And if we have nothing to give, we can't pour from an empty cup. You have to fill your cup first. And I'm going to add a little bonus ritual. This one is a little different than the rest. I would say the others are very wholesome, very calm, very serene, very grounded. This one is a little more chaotic, but I think it's important because I like to preach balance. I like to think that a little bit of everything in moderation is great, and that it's healthy, and that you should have fun and you should be youthful and crazy and carefree. I love a good girls' night out. Either sit on a patio or go to a cute bar. Maybe you're gonna rally and go out, have fun. Night is so fun that you don't post anything on your phone. You don't want to pull your phone out and post anything. Maybe you take a few pictures or videos for the memes, but you are having so much fun that you forget about your phone. You forget that it exists. That sort of energy is what I want you to embody. Make up funny lies and tell them to people about you and your bestie. I don't know, make up different names or something. Like, just go out and have fun. My go-to drinks are typically an Aperol Spritz, especially now that it's getting warmer, a skinny margarita, espresso martini. If I have an espresso martini, I start off with that and then I switch to a different drink because I don't want to have too much caffeine and be up for too long. I love a tequila soda, love a good tequila shot. Just have a genuine good girls' night out. Fun vibes, chaotic energy, we're present, we're just being young, carefree, and fun. That is the energy we are embodying. Have fun, be silly, go to your favorite bar, go to your favorite club, whatever it is. I prefer a bar over a club. I hope you liked these little weekly rituals that I personally do. I think balance is so important. I think showing ourselves love in the way that we need it is so important. And it really doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It doesn't have to be a massive thing. It really is the little things that add up and ripple into the rest of our lives and how we show up for others, how we show up for ourselves, how we show up in work, in life, in school, whatever it may be. how we show up in our relationships. In order to have the best relationships with other people, we need to ensure that the relationship with ourselves is strong, healthy, secure. So don't forget about that relationship. I feel like so much of our time and energy is focused on external things, focused on our relationships with other people, that we forget about our relationship with ourselves. We forget how important it is to be our own best friend, to be our own lover, to be our own caretaker, to take care of ourselves. Because believe it or not, our longest relationship in life is the one that we have with ourselves. And we are always with ourselves. So learn to love yourself, show yourself love, and let that ripple into the rest of your life. The way you treat yourself is the way other people are going to treat you. So if you want to be treated with the utmost, highest respect, with the utmost love, passion, and whatever else your heart desires, you have to give that to yourself first. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to share it with a friend who you think would really enjoy it or benefit from it. I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the podcast. I love reading your reviews. I love hearing your feedback. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.